Today's gonna be a good day. Now, 7 after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Enthusiastically, we are all with you. The secret to a vital life is to listen to the Good Day program. That's how you live to be over 100 years of age. You don't need anything else. Just listen every day to the Good Day program. It'll be your RX to FX, anything that ails you. Ken Kessler is here along with Rich McFadden at the controls. Evan is going to update you with regard to the Olympics, all things Olympics. Would I be a... Jennifer Horn is here. I'm going to ask Jennifer, because she's from a broadcasting family. Her father and I are compatriots, contemporaries, have had a lot of the same experiences. So I don't care about the Olympics. Mm-hmm. Would a good broadcaster put that aside and say, this is important to all of you or to many of you, so therefore help yourself to the information? I'm happy to do that.
I think if we were running a sports program, then yeah, you'd put your own feelings aside.
Well, but this is way beyond sports. This is national pride. This
is
heritage.
But we've talked about it enough.
Yeah, I think we have too. But I just we focused on things like Bodie Miller, who, by the way, I think is done, right? Hasn't he done all of the competing that he needs to? Evan, is he done?
He might have one more event. There's a lot of skiing stuff, and he does a lot of different stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. So has there been any more attention to him since the interview the other day, or has he been treated fairly normally?
It seems like he's been treated pretty normally. I saw him do maybe another extra round on another network. I want to say CNN, but don't quote me on that one. He competed in a race today. He did not do well, however.
No. All right. Who has done well? American medals... The Netherlands, number one still, Americans two, Russians three, is that it?
No. We had two events finish in the past, just recently in the past half hour, and that kind of has changed up the medal standings a little bit. So if you want to watch it on primetime tonight,
I don't want to watch it. I want you to tell me what's going on.
Well, I want to give the audience a spoiler alert in case they want to watch it live. You know?
Yeah, a lot of people DVR it. This is true.
For me, right. I watch it live. Others, you know, respect.
Okay. That's fair enough. Go ahead.
All right. So in the event that Ted Ligety, there he is. In the event that American Ted Ligety won gold, the giant slalom, Bodie Miller finished around 20th, so he didn't do too well in that. But an American did win it to bring the American medal total up to 21. Mm-hmm. And in the giant parallel snowboard slalom, the Russians won two medals to leapfrog the Netherlands.
Boo!
And
that puts, that puts them up to 21 medals as well. And it gets even worse,
really?
Because there is a traitor amongst our midst, Doug.
No.
There is a traitor.
No.
Yes.
No.
American Vic Wilde, who married a Russian snowboarder, who incidentally won bronze in her event, when he married her, he took Russian citizenship, and now he won a gold medal for the Russians in the games.
Wow.
It's just
so
unfathomable.
He lives in Russia and competes as a Russian.
But born American.
Bullet in the head.
Yeah, indeed. He's the person in Russia that I care most about getting back to America. Forget Snowden.
Forget Snowden, huh?
All right. Who's going to catch me on that statement that I just made?
I heard you.
Okay.
I ignored it, though. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, keep going.
Anyways, so there is one event that is currently taking place. It is the Women's Team Sprint Classic in cross country. And it does not look like the Americans will have a good shot at medaling in this one. And it's not really a surprise. And shocker, the Norwegians are doing well.
Really?
It's like they ski or something.
Uh-huh. So have them stop meddling in our affairs, would you please?
Oh, but
ba-dum-bum. All right, Evan, nice job. Everybody satisfied with that report?
Good job, Evan.
Nice job, Evan.
Adieu.
All right. 11 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, 888-302 Doug. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, Jennifer at DougSteffen.com, Rich at DougSteffen.com, Ken at DougSteffen.com. Ken's monitoring social media, Twitter at Good Day Show, and Facebook.com/Good Day Show. What are people saying about the Olympics in terms of our social media, Ken?
Let's see. Linda says, no other sport fascinates me like freestyle skiing.
Really?
Fred says the closing ceremonies can't be soon enough.
Okay. Killjoy.
And Lillian says, this year I have not watched at all. With all of the bad things that seem to be going on over there, I lost interest very fast.
Well, the news media has spoiled it for a lot of people because of this foolishness that involves more stories about the people than what they're actually there for, which is to compete and win. That's really the way I look at it. I'd rather have Evan go on, tell us what the results are, give us a few stories about some of the people that are important that are not necessarily household names, unless you're involved in the sport itself, and then we move on to other things. Like the judge in the case, controversial case of a teacher who raped a 14-year-old student. This is news from Billings yesterday. The news from Billings was the United flight turbulence, baby up in the air, a couple of people injured, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So thanks to my friend Scott Fredericks, who has his eye on all things Montana and all things Billing. I think this is a great way for us to take some of the things that happen in the local markets where we are around the country, things that have national significance. For example, the story of this judge in Montana who said, listen to this, Jennifer, This guy said a 14-year-old rape victim appeared older than her age.
Ugh.
And that was like reason enough.
Like, that's a great excuse.
For a formal disciplinary action, he has asked the state Supreme Court to decide his punishment. Guy's name is Todd Baugh, B-A-U-G-H, said in response to a complaint from a judicial oversight panel that his comments and actions in this case appear improper, and thus had failed to promote public confidence in the courts. The commission has been investigating his actions since last summer when his comments about the victim who had committed suicide sparked public outrage, drew calls for him to be removed from the bench. This guy's 72 years old. Commission faulted the one-month prison sentence that he gave to the rapist.
One month.
What kind of a moron is this guy? He said... There was an attorney for a five-member commission said that the judge justified his actions by blaming the victim. She was older. She looked older than she was. So it's her fault.
Yeah, she's asking for it.
My God, where do these people come from? This guy's right out of the Cro-Magnon era. How do people... I would ask this of the people listening in Billings. Do you vote your judges in? Are they appointed? And why would you, if you vote, why would you vote for a guy like this? Woof. He said, by the way, in response to the commission's complaint, he said the allegations against him were mostly true, so at least he's figured out that he screwed it up.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I will submit myself to the Montana Supreme Court for public reprimand and or censure. At 72, he shouldn't even be, well, that's ageism. I shouldn't. Somebody going to say that about me when I'm on the air at 72? So I'm not going to go there.
You're going to leave that part out.
I am going to leave that out, yeah. He took issue with a claim that his sentence on the rapist was too lenient, pointed out that the rapist was convicted under a deferred prosecution agreement that originally allowed the defendant to go free after the victim committed suicide. Huh? The case was revived when the perpetrator violated the terms of his sex offender treatment program by failing to report a sexual relationship with an adult woman and having unsupervised visits with the children of relatives. He was sentenced last August to 15 years in prison with all but 1 month suspended. How does this stuff go on?
Unbelievable.
It really is.
And then you have people with, you know, marijuana.
All right, I just found out that they're elected, Jennifer.
Okay.
This guy was first elected in 1984. Oh, he says, I'm not going to seek re-election. Really?
Good idea.
Yeah. The lady who runs the National Organization for Women chapter in Montana said she hopes the Supreme Court will hold a public hearing on the case. Yep, great idea. This sort of thing should not be sanctioned in any way, shape, or form. That would be... So I'd like to know what's going on. Scott Fredericks is my man in Billings, and I hope that he'll keep us informed, because I think this does have very significant national implications, frankly. 16 past the hour on Good Day.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
On my nature walks, I couldn't smell the flowers or breathe in the fresh spring air. Then I discovered Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now I don't just appreciate nature. I breathe it all in.
Allegra D. Stop suffering. Start breathing.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated, a signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exogen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exogen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exogen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exogen.com.
Moms and dads and grandparents know best when it comes to health tips for this horrible weather during the cold and flu season. Kenny has been keeping up with this with people that are sending in tips to Facebook.com/Good Day Show. We've been giving away dozens and dozens of blankets and thermometers, and we're going to give away a $1,000 gift card winner, I think, on Friday, Richie, right? Is it Friday?
That's correct, yes.
Yep. Yeah, okay. All right, so what do you have for contestant info here, Kenny?
Susan says her tip is sleep, lots of water, eat right, wash hands a lot, and sex.
Good for her.
Look at her.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, keep that in your mind and enter to win the $1,000 gift card. Winner again, Facebook.com/Good Day Show for this Friday. Henry's listening in El Paso to KTSM. We were talking earlier about things you remember from your teachers in school, so give us 30 seconds on that, Henry, will you?
Well, this was my kindergarten teacher. She was Sister Rosemary.
Yeah.
I just turned 81 yesterday, and I still remember this little amusing way that she told us we would always remember George Washington's birthday.
And how's that?
The 27th of secondary is George Burlington's Washington Day.
That's a good thing to remember. Thank you.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Soundings of the American Idol television program. Now the top 10 women in the focus last night. Here is competitor Brianna Oakley singing Warrior from American Idol. Surprised the kids are singing again this year. All right, so let's see if we can touch four or five of these singers, Richie, and see who it is that we actually like. Jennifer and Kenny and you can weigh in.
I'll just give you a warning. My wife is watching this, and the next one is god-awful.
Jenna, Irene.
Gina, yeah.
Gina, is that her name? All right, Painted Black is what her choice is. Song by Painted Black, the old Rolling Stones song.
You know nothing yet. Give it a second. Yeah. She goes full on karaoke right here.
Everybody heard enough?
Yeah, let's get on to it. There's one more good one.
Rhea and I singing Wrong Side of a Love Song from American Idol. When I need it. Your wife's impression of her, Richie. But instead
of I don't remember.
If it's not memorable, you would have known if she thought it was good, because she's a big fan of American Idol. Richie's wife, Janet, really big into this. All right, so let's move to Mary Al Sellers with Roar. I've got the eye
of a tiger.
I like her.
You do?
This song is good, but her voice is
good. Yeah, I don't like her. Okay. Too quick, my judgment's too quick.
This next one is really good.
All right, so let's go to the good stuff. Jessica Mewes. You like this Richie? Drink a beer?
Yeah.
Country? Jennifer?
Brian, actually.
You don't like it?
Drink a beer.
So far I'm cold. All of them.
I like that. The next one is actually a Grace Potter song.
Emily Perez.
Yeah.
Ooh la la. If I was here, I would say ooh la 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 la. Not hot diggity dog diggity.
Yeah.
Yes, no, maybe?
She was okay. The song was great. She was okay.
All right, so we got one more, Richie?
We're going to do one more. We're going to do Malaya Watson doing
Malaya.
My favorite Ray Charles songs of all time.
All right.
When I lost all my money, he put me down and never hard time.
Alright. I don't think there's anybody there that's gonna keep me up at night.
The first one wasn't so bad. Nice clean. I just like the simple, clean, normal voices.
Simple.
Instead of the wobble.
Yeah, the warbling, as Roberta would call it. All right, so that's that. Coming up in the next half hour of Good Day, some optimistic things for us to think about, including life and how you live a long and healthy life with Richie in the Focus, plus what you're grateful for today, and an examination of what the minimum wage hike could cost in terms of American jobs. All coming up next half hour of the Good Day program, 28 after the hour now.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many of my listeners have dogs and cats, but also many of my listeners are also bird lovers. And here are some do's and don'ts for bird lovers. Make sure you provide your bird with the largest cage you possibly can. Make sure the bar spacing is such that the bird cannot get its head stuck. Cages with horizontal bars are especially good for climbing. I want you to provide natural branches for chewing and perches. Manzanita makes a good perch. It's all too hard for the bird to chew through. Provide bathing opportunities for your pet as well. And soothing music. But here's some don'ts. Don't keep the bird in the kitchen. They can fly into boiling water, land on hot burners. Also, fumes from cooking can be deadly. Fumes from Teflon or self-cleaning ovens are very, very dangerous. Birds can eat just about everything we can eat, but make sure you don't feed them avocado, chocolate, caffeine, or rhubarb. And never leave a toilet bowl open if you have a bird flying loose in your household. And they live a long time, so when you decide a bird is coming into your home, it's a commitment for many, many years. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgery, stress, frustration. But what if one day could end your suffering for good? Dental implants from Clear Choice can be your permanent solution. We bring your team of doctors and precise technology together in one place so you get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth in just one day. Call Clear Choice for your free consultation at 1-800-574-9997. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Is on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling
on it somewhere. 33 after the hour. Doug's good day. 888-302-3684. Anytime, we are happy to have your input. We search high and wide, far and wide, for the news of the day that's interesting, that may factually intrigue you. Jennifer and I were just having a discussion about whether we should talk about the riots and the deaths in the Ukraine. And I said, no, I don't want to talk about the rioting and the deaths in the Ukraine, because I don't think, first of all, it doesn't impact us particularly. It's an interesting story. And yeah, the news media that seems to want to dictate what it is that we think. I think that we have to draw a line in the sand somewhere, we being me, I guess, in this program, and not necessarily just talk about stuff that is, just because USA Today says a big story, okay, so that's USA Today's judgment. That doesn't have to be
well,
mine.
It was also the top, like, six stories trending on Twitter.
I don't think that it is, even if it is.
So people are talking about
so
it.
How, why? Why so would people be talking about this?
Here's Jennifer says, listen, this is big, and everybody's talking about it, and we should inform people on what everybody's talking about.
What did they not get out of the news?
Doug's take is, what does this have, what's in this for you?
Uh-huh.
What is in this for you if we tell you what's going on in the Ukraine? What do you take away that helps your day?
Well, I think a part of our, and I would say to that, Rich, that part of our responsibility, people have choices with who they wake up with in the morning, and they choose to wake up with us, and if we want to make sure that they don't look foolish when they go to work and someone says, hey, did you hear about what's happening in the Ukraine? And then our poor little listener goes, uh-oh, no, what's happening in the Ukraine? Then we haven't done our job.
Right, no, I don't agree with that at all. The news media that does the news at the top of the bottom of the hour hasn't done its job. I couldn't possibly have, nor could any of us, go through and sift through. I have in front of me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 different news sources on my computer. If I went through every single story that was even in the top five of all of those, I wouldn't have time to do anything else, to exchange pleasantries with you, Jennifer, to have a laugh here and there, to talk about some of the things that are happening at DougStephan.com. We don't have any time because we've talked about all this
stuff. We've told people that something's going on in the Ukraine.
Right.
So,
let's move on. Okay, next. Good news for those of you who think that winter is never going to come to an end. Symbolically, how many people have thought that the clocks will be springing ahead in 2 weeks? How about them apples?
Oh, thank God.
Can you believe? If you go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show, you'll see a picture of the driveway going into my farm, taken yesterday afternoon,
between 3 and 4 o'clock. You tell me that you can see anything there except snow coming down like you wouldn't believe. You can see the rails of the fence, split rail fence on either side, kind of. As you can't even see the roadway. That's how badly it was snowing yesterday. They got 8 inches in about 4.5 hours.
It's going to be 60 degrees here today.
It's going to be 60 degrees there tomorrow. I'm going back to it tonight for a day, and it's supposed to be close to 60 tomorrow. But there are drifts, Richie. I mean, you look at that picture, the split rail fence is pretty much covered, at least up to the second rail, by the fence. I went through the numbers earlier today, 66 inches in Chicago, 60 inches in New York, 70 inches in Boston.
That's where all these, what do they call them, not landslides, but
avalanches
are coming from.
Yeah.
Just all the snow we're getting, and it's stacked up.
But the good news, folks, is the clocks spring ahead on March 9th. It doesn't mark the official start of spring, but it does give somebody to look forward to. Spring is...
It just gives you more light so you can see all that snow.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to do.
Really? Well, thank you for that, too. Yeah. Yeah. See, she just threw cold snow. We don't have cold water. Cold snow on my attempts to make you feel good.
Oh.
All right. Daylight Savings Times, by the way, folks, will end on November 2nd. You want to look at it. Yeah, really. Boo. The good thoughts, that which you are grateful for, posting every day, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Today, I am thankful for air travel and the fact that it can take place most of the time fairly. I get so casual about this. You get into the plane, you settle down into a seat, you have a meal, you watch some things on the video box, whatever they call that thing. And then Jennifer always gets a kick out of that. The reading, take a little nap, and before you know it, I'm across the country. I do my business tonight, tomorrow, get on a plane tomorrow night, and come back here again. It's like watch a couple hours of television and reading part of a good book and taking a nap.
Are you going to miss any polar vortexes? Should the weather be okay for you?
Yeah, the weather be fine. The weather is actually quite nice this morning in terms of sunshine temperatures, and as I said, Richie pointed out, East Coast going up to the 60s
warming
tomorrow.
Up.
And warming up, and then it'll be another snowstorm, I think, Thursday into Friday, if I'm not mistaken. What do you have in your weather forecast for Thursday, Friday, Richie?
Rain and warm.
Rain. Yeah,
60 degrees.
The rain's going to melt a lot. So what's going to happen is, because
it's
the ground
be
is frozen, there are going to be floods like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
That's going to be the other thing that will happen this spring.
I got to watch the creek line on my house.
Yeah, you have a lot of water behind your house. There's going to be flooding all over the Midwest and through the East Coast.
Make sure my pugs don't get washed away.
The ground will not absorb. It'll take, because the frost now goes down about 4 feet, which is quite deep. It's good because it gets rid of a lot of the vermin that's in the soil, so there'll be
stink bugs.
Yeah, now there'll be a shortage, but there won't be the kind of bug infestations that we've had the last 3 or 4 years when we hadn't had a really good deep freeze. It will be really free of a lot of horrible stuff in terms of bugs this spring. But there's going to be a lot of flooding. Because it'll take until, even if we warmed up starting the middle of March, take a month for the ground to thaw out. Meantime, the water, the rain, the snow when it melts has no place to go. It'll go down the drains, it'll go out into the rivers, and it'll go to low-lying areas. So you have that to look forward to. At any rate, but that's part of the cycle. Life goes on, things change.
We're getting ready to take a little break, right?
We are.
Yeah, because I just want to wind you up before you take the break.
Okay,
you
ready? Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm cruising through the local Maryland news here in the Washington area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a story about Maryland talking about making the sale of raw milk legal.
Yeah.
Here's the headline. And you have to promise me after the headline, you'll just say it's 41 past the hour. Good day, ready?
Really? I have to promise you to do that?
Yeah. Do you swear,
yeah.
Dougie?
Yeah, I swear.
I'm not swearing anything. I can hear the headline.
Bill could legalize sale of popular high-risk raw milk.
It's 41 past the hour. Good day.
Hey, Bill, eat a breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports.
Sports!
Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning, Wynn.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Hi, baby. How is mommy's little... Ooh, your breath.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Lalabone, the natural dental chew that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. Nutrident's patented cleaning action fights buildup plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Made in the U.S., Nutrident scrubs your best friend's teeth while he chews, so you don't have to. Nutrident from Nylabone. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Choose delicious chicken, grain-free peanut butter, and puppy bacon varieties. Available at PetSmart, Petco, and neighborhood pet stores. To save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia Seaman, Senior Director at the National Endowment for Financial Education. Financial infidelity is more common than you think. SmartAboutMoney.org did a survey that showed 1 out of 3 Americans are being cheated on financially. 76% of people who committed financial deception said it affected their relationship, which means their spouse is hiding bills or cash, credit card bills, bank statements, anything like that counts as financial infidelity. Some of the signs of financial infidelity are stumbling across a receipt for something that you didn't recognize, secret accounts, secret credit cards. If you think this is happening in your relationship, you need to have a conversation. Pick somewhere neutral and try to find out why the person is doing this. Why don't they trust you? If you think you have to have one of these conversations, go to smartaboutmoney.org. It's a free non-commercial website with a lot of resources to help you get the conversation going and to help you get on track with your money.
The Winter Games may only last 2 weeks, but here at Rite Aid, the Winter Savings Games last all month long. Come in now to get up to $50 in plus-up rewards. Thousands of products qualify, and you have all of February to shop your way towards more rewards with your Wellness Plus card. That's $50 in Rite Aid plus-up rewards just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only, February 2nd through March 1st. See RiteAid.com for details.
There was 57 channels.
Powerball jackpot will hit $400 million. You can buy your tickets for the drawing today.
And don't forget, if Doug wins and you're our Facebook friend, you get a piece of the pie.
You know what my philosophy is on this?
What's that, Richie?
Go buy the other lotto ticket.
Exactly.
I know, you're totally.
Better odds.
Well, Super Lotto is big, and also Mega Millions.
Yeah, Mega Millions.
There was a big draw last night. Anybody win last night?
Nobody's paying any attention to Mega Millions right now. Sneak on in there, win yourself 20, 30 million, boom.
But it's more than 20 or 30 million, I think, isn't it? It's like 150.
It's 150 something.
150
like that.
That is.
Listen to us, like, oh, not that much. Yeah. Just 150 mil.
Hi, Jen Jen, Ukrainian TV. What's going on there?
Well, the Showtime in the Ukrainian, Doug. has renewed Shameless for a 5th season and House of Lies for a 4th season. And this story is for you, even though I know your heart is with another. This show, I think, will have your interest piqued. It's called Naked Dating.
Really?
VH1 has given it the go-ahead. It's a new reality show.
Of course, VH1.
In which, I love VH1 shows, in which couples go on dates in the buff. At least you don't have to worry about what to wear. Network claims, once everyone has stripped away the artifices of our modern world and revealed their ultimate honest selves, the results will be surprising.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Surprising because...
Surprise.
Yep.
Surprise.
You don't look as good as I thought you would when you had clothes on. Don't. I'm out of here.
People when they're naked don't look usually good.
Hi, do people call you Little Rich? Nice to meet you. Vice President Joe Biden is like the TV star of the world. You know, he's going to be on with Jimmy Fallon. He was on Parks and Rec. Well, now he's headed to The View next Tuesday. That's when it'll be, February 25th, to discuss the Affordable Care Act. Big news. A cable drama series that's a spinoff of the show Pretty Little Liars has been canceled. The show is called Ravenswood. It ended a 10-episode run earlier this month. And Rosie O'Donnell in the news. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but she revealed last week that she underwent weight loss surgery in July and has lost 40 pounds.
Yeah.
She told the audience at the Go Red Luncheon for the American Heart Association she had a gastric sleeve surgery and she did it to save her life.
Really?
Logo TV also in the news today, they renewed RuPaul's Drag Race for a 7th season. And
what a clever play on words, huh?
You like
RuPaul
it?
RuPaul and Drag Race.
Yeah. How I Met Your Mother's Allison Hannigan already has a brand new job. She is currently in her final season of How I Met Your Mother. She's going to star in a new show called More Time with the Family. It's a new CBS pilot, and it's brought to you by Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
She's very cute, very likable.
She's my mom's taught her, you know.
The Wahlberg. The reality, all these guys that are stars now are creating their own reality shows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm amazed. I did watch a little of Wahlberger, how really, really rough Mark is. He's rough.
You know who my favorite is?
How do you mean?
Donnie.
He's just rough. He's rough. His actions are rough. His mouth is rough. He's rough.
They're Southies.
South Boston guys. I know.
Southside.
But Donnie's not as rough. Mark is really rough.
Donnie's my boyfriend.
Donnie spent 6 months in jail for taking a guy's eye out or something. Or Mark.
Mark did, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mark's rough.
Still a good actor, though.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to talk about the Oscars a little bit?
Why?
Because they're coming up on March 2nd.
Make it fast.
Do you see what I have to deal with?
Come on, let's go.
All right, Anne Hathaway, Daniel Day-Lewis have signed on as presenters for the Academy Awards that will air on March 2nd. Both of them won awards last year.
Blanky Krasikov is the number one talk host in Ukraine.
Right, and Good Morning America anchors Robin Roberts and Laura Spencer are going to host the Oscar pre-show Red Carpet Live. All right.
Okay, good.
Did you
talk about Elaine Stritch dropping the F-bomb on the Today Show?
Who cares?
Nobody cares. Oh! Who cares?
I don't even know who she is.
Really?
I don't know who she is either.
Elaine Stritch, an old actress. All right, thank you, Jennifer. It's 11 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. You've heard me talking a lot about how Heart Factors Plus has ingredients that boost your nitric oxide levels, improving your cardiovascular health. You've also heard me talk about PT9. These are two products from the folks at Chamonix that are aimed at making your life better and longer. PT9 is a prostate formula, 8 natural ingredients put together to feed your prostate, keep you from getting up in the middle of the night, keep you from getting prostate problems as you get older, that sort of stuff. Somebody calling right now to order.
That's God telling you to be.
Here's
nice
the
to
order
me.
Line for Heart Factors Plus and PT9. You buy one 3-bottle set, you get the second 3-bottle set free. 800-577-8560. I don't know. Don't usually leave my phone on. For some reason,
operator is standing by.
Operators are standing by right now. 800-577-8560. But wait! Heart Factors Plus, 3 bottles, regular price, PT9. You get it free, or you can twist it around and order them whatever you want of these two products. You get the other half of it free. That's the whole deal. At 800-577-8560. So, I think one of the things that people don't keep in their minds is how important it is to feed all the various things in your body. And because the food supply now, unless you're really finding really good local food, it doesn't give it to you. That's why supplements have become so important. Okay.
All right. That's really being important. I'm dying to know what idiot's calling you right now.
800-577-8560 is the number for Heart Factors Plus. In order to get a bottle of PT9 with it. All right. Stand by. That may be somebody calling me to tell me I won
the Powerball.
Powerball. Mega Millions was last night, though, right? That could be the announcement that I'm going to give everybody on Facebook some money for my winnings.
It's It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
That's Richard McFadden, and Ken Kessler's here also. Doug, you'll be joining us in a minute, along with Warren Eckstein. Coming up next, it's about 54 minutes past the hour here on Good Day.
Taking a look at the condition of your floors lately? Well, now through February 24th, Lumber Liquidators has beautiful hand-scraped hardwood on sale for 10 to 30% off their already low prices, including hand-scraped birch for just $2.69 a square foot. Hand-scraped hardwood really shows off the wood's natural perfection. Just gorgeous. If laminate flooring is more your style, they've got high-quality laminate on sale for just 49 cents a square foot. But hurry, this sale ends February 24th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
How to get an amazing deal on a great used car. Start with the most durable, longest-lasting brand in its class. Have it thoroughly inspected by a trained technician and reconditioned to meet Honda-certified standards. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polk U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1988 through 2012 for Honda and competing brands.
Look, Jed, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, the ones are getting it done. It's Warren Eckstein time here on the Good Day Show with lots of pet news and tips to help keep your pet healthy, especially during the cold weather. Now, Warren, do you have any tips for how long dogs should stay in it outside? He's going to be joining us. All right, so Warren will be with us here momentarily.
All right, here you go. He's there.
Oh, now he's here. We found you, Warren. Hi.
I am here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Now, with all the cold weather, this is my big question for you. As someone who lives in California, we don't have to deal with this a lot, but for people on the East Coast, how long is too long for dogs to be outside? Obviously, I'm guessing cats should probably stay in during the winter months, right? You should probably do the litter box thing inside the house. But for dogs, if they need to go out, take a walk, how long is the right time during cold weather?
That's really a great question. It really depends on how often the dog is outside. You know, Mother Nature is an amazing thing. If a dog spends more time outside, the coat develops, and therefore it's able to stay out longer. But if it's a typical dog that's walked 3 or 4 times a day, spends maybe 10 or 15 minutes outside a day, when you are too cold to stay outside, that's when your dog needs to come in.
The rule is if you're too cold, your dog is too cold. What about if you have a smaller dog? I've seen a lot of people do the sweater thing with their small dogs. Is that necessary?
I think it's a good idea. Again, you know, you have to remember that most dogs now live in climate-controlled apartments and houses where it's like 68 or 72 degrees all the time.
They've gone soft on
smaller dogs. You know, it's real important to put a little coat or sweater on them when you take them out for that walk. And it's real important if it's snowing or they get wet to dry them off when you bring them inside. Specifically, younger dogs and older dogs, they're the ones more susceptible to problems.
Do they have little doggy sneakers to keep their feet dry?
Yeah, you know, I tried putting those on my dog, and he came to look like, are you kidding me, Warren? but there are some, I know dogs that absolutely love them, you know. So, yeah, if your dog will wear them, it's a great idea. But if your dog won't wear them, it's critical if you're walking your dog. I just did a story on Facebook about a dog that got electrocuted while walking down the street in New York because they have those subways on the street.
Right.
So if you're walking your dog, be careful of that, but also make sure you wipe the feet off carefully because people use salt and other types of chemicals on the streets, and the dogs can lick them when they get home, get irritated, ingest them, and can get very sick.
That's interesting. Now, there's a story today over at DougSteffen.com, Warren. You've got to check it out about this camel that escaped and just wreaked havoc all over Southern California. Did you see it?
I heard the story, but I didn't see it. But, you know, that's the least we have to worry about is a loose camel in Southern California.
Exactly.
Must be hump day.
It's the people that freak me out.
All right. For more information on Warren Eckstein, check him out over at DougSteffen.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.